Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, KCNR listeners. Welcome back to the Carl and Linda Bott Show. You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. I'm from Viva Downtown Reading. And what a beautiful morning it is here in beautiful Shasta County. I don't know the weather, but I know it's sunny and a little bit breezy and windy. We have a great morning this morning. We have Rebecca Baer from the Shasta EDC, President and CEO. Hi, Rebecca.
Yeah, hi, so happy to be here.
Thanks for being here. She's going to be joining us for the first hour of KCNR Radio. And our second hour is the monthly program with Reading Police Department. So we're either going to get Chief Brian Barner here or another representative from RPD, which I think is always great. So a little bit of a economic development and public safety.
I mean, public safety is really important to economic development.
I was going to say that.
Yeah. Quality of life. It is a requirement for economic development. So we love RPD keeping our streets safe. And
we do.
Yeah.
I think so many people look up, growing up here in Reading, is they always look up, well, what's the crime statistics? What are the safety statistics? What's going on? And I think in the last 10 years, especially, we've done an amazing job with Reading Police Department changing around the public safety of the city of Reading.
Well, I think that'll be a good conversation in an hour with the chief of police. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, for somebody who has moved here, lived in Reading now for about 4 years, it feels safe.
Exactly.
It feels clean. And for the work I do, that's what's most important, is how we show up to people who are thinking about bringing their businesses here.
Well, you've done a fantastic job at making Reading an admirable place to invest in.
Well, thank you.
For economic development. And Rebecca, when was the last time you were on the show?
Oh, I think it was about a month and a half, month ago, something like that.
What did you and Carl and Linda talk about?
Economic development.
I had a feeling. But since then, the Reading to Denver flight just opened, so I don't know how much you were able to talk about on the last time you were on the show.
Yeah, we didn't talk a lot about that. And so what's really exciting about air service development, so that's one of the things that Shasta EDC does. And this is, the Denver flight was 18, 20 years in the making. I just get the honor and privilege to talk about all the work that everybody who has been in this role and folks who have been with the city and with the airport, all the work that's been done leading up to this point. But on May 22nd, we launched the Denver service out of Reading Regional. And we had a party at the airport, and it was great. We welcomed passengers from Denver, into Reading, and gave out some swag and, stickers and all the things. And then for the departure flight, we had a little apple cider toast.
You had champagne, didn't you?
Well, it was, yeah, I was thinking apple cider vinegar, and then what a horrible toast. That would be a very healthy toast, but the sparkling apple cider toast to the flight to Denver.
Martinelli's.
Of course.
There it is.
California.
Top shelf Martinelli's.
Right. Top shelf made in California Martinelli's. So did a little toast and sent people off. If you've never seen one of these, the fire department at the airport does the water arch, which is really ceremonial. They do that all across the country with new routes. Cool. And so they did the water arch for both the inbound and outbound flights. And so we had a party. It's a huge, huge deal for Reading. Time is our most valuable asset. And so having that connection, reducing the amount of time you have to drive anywhere before you get on the plane, mm-hmm, is super valuable, and then reducing the amount of time it takes to get to your destination. And so Denver does that. It opens up that East Coast. They're the East-West hub for United, and so it just opens up. It actually was 62 new one-stop destinations. And so whereas before, to those, any of those 62 places like Cincinnati, Ohio, for one, you'd have to go Reading or, San Francisco, and then get on a flight from San Francisco to, let's say, Chicago, and then Chicago down to Cincinnati. And now with Denver, you just go Reading, Denver, Cincinnati.
Wow.
And so in addition to Cincinnati, Rome is now one stop. And so outside of those two, there's 60 more one-stop destinations now with that Denver flight. So super, super awesome. And what's really exciting about today, and kind of looking forward, is that next week, a team of us will be, in Indianapolis at the Jumpstart Air Service Development Conference.
Cool.
We're already talking about what's after Denver, and so that's really exciting, and working with the airlines to really show them that our traveling public respond to new service. So Denver is doing really well in terms of bookings, and ahead of kind of what the airlines expected, we heard a couple months ago. So we'll check in with them on bookings, but really the best way to get new service is to use the service we have, and Reading shows up. I mean, I think that's a general thing, right? For the work you do and the work we do, Reading shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And so as long as people are showing up to the airport using the flights that we have, reducing the amount of time it takes in their lives to travel, we'll keep getting new flights.
Our airport's beautiful, and it's come a long way. And growing up as someone who lived in Reading, I remember the highlight was there was a small little closet of an arcade room game. That was like the big highlight. Peter Chew's still a staple over there.
Oh, amazing.
Which that's always a fun time.
Yep.
But our airport has gone to be an actual resource. And it used to be flights to San Francisco. That was the only thing that was being offered,
Yeah. Which
were being canceled all the time.
Yeah.
Because San Francisco airport, as we know, has fog issues.
Yeah.
And now, there's so many opportunities. That Los Angeles flight seems to always be booked from the airport.
Yeah.
And I think, and you could talk, I'd love to hear your thoughts about this. Reading was hyped about the Vegas flight. And I feel like that was a really popular flight.
Yeah.
But it just seemed there was difficulties to maintain that flight.
And yeah.
I mean, I don't think that was a Reading Airport issue.
It was absolutely not a Reading Airport issue. From what I understand, Avelo is an ultra-low-cost carrier, and so they have a completely different business model than, the legacy carriers like United and American and Delta. And so from what I understand, Avelo set up shop here. They had a couple extra planes. And so one of the things you have to really understand is that no matter if everybody in Reading wanted to go to Las Vegas, and we could demonstrate that we could pack a plane, that plane has to come from somewhere. And so the airlines maintain a limited number, a limited fleet, and they're always trying to get more. And Boeing is a major provider here in the U.S. But you have to understand they have to have aircraft available. And those routes they plan, 6, 12 months out. And so from what I understand, Avelo had a couple extra planes that they are an East Coast-based a company. And so they were testing out the West Coast for some of these routes. And so, it certainly has to do with, fares and load factors and people just traveling, back and forth. But it really, and I'm going to lump Burbank into this too. They needed that aircraft somewhere else. And so they decided from a business perspective that they wanted to move those, planes to the East Coast to really focus on what their
fleet that they already have established
and their business model, right? Mm-hmm. And so I will say too that that's one of the big things. I love Las Vegas and so I love going places for just a few days outside of where we live. It's so beautiful. You don't have to get away in the summer so much, but anyway, so we have that on our radar with what we're going to do next week and conversations that we're going to have. And we may every year, actually quarter, we get updates in terms of where people are traveling and where the top destinations are. So we've got a list, and we've got an agenda next week with the airlines to get some new service.
That'll be really exciting. I can't wait to talk about that after our next break. Rebecca, we were out the gates with some really good information. I hope your listeners are wide awake and ready for a jam-packed informational morning. We'll be back after our first break of the hour. I'm Blake Fisher with Rebecca from the Shasta EDC. We're filling in for Carl and Linda Bott Day. We'll catch you right after our first break.
Jump into summer with the huge parking lot sale brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. Not only will the parking lot be filled with unique items, but inside the store you'll save extra as well. Beautiful brass, antique vases, jewelry, and sports memorabilia galore. Vintage clothing and signs. It's all waiting for you. June 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center off of I-5 in Anderson. Thanks, Memory Lane.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
You chose a dangerous song. A dangerous song to choose before getting back into this. That's one of my favorite songs. What is Love? Night at the Roxbury. Did you ever see that movie with Will Ferrell?
Indeed, I did.
Chris Kattan?
Yes. You can't see me because it's radio, but
doing the head bump.
I got the head.
What's up?
I got the head thing going on.
What's up? Let me in. We were just talking about Vegas and clubs, and I could picture both them, Will Ferrell and Chris Kattan in Vegas for a Night at the Rocks. Everybody's doing sequels. Let's get a Night at the Roxbury sequel, Vegas.
I got my hand up for that one.
I'm ready for it. I love that song. Okay, so we're jumping back. I know, for listeners who just turned in, you're like, who's talking about this? Well, hey, welcome back to the Carl and Linda Bott Show. You're listening to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott, joined with Rebecca Bayer from the Shasta EDC. Rebecca, how are you?
I'm good. And we're talking about Vegas, and then we got some club music. I mean, I don't
7 a.m.
I don't even know it's 7:20.
Pop some Martinelli bottles for us.
Nothing but the best.
And over on our sound engineer, choosing our songs and making sure we sound good, is Ben. Ben, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good.
Good.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Thanks for holding down the fort, making sure we're staying on time with the show today.
My job.
Perfect. And he's succinct, too. Okay. So, Rebecca, we were just talking about the flights to Vegas. Avilo, to summarize, you know, we had our flight to Vegas, but Avilo, that was not a Reading Airport issue. They wanted to focus on their business model and get it back.
Total. And to the L.A. Basin, you know, one of the things that I hear all the time is, you know, what about another flight to Burbank? And so many people, including me, you know, just getting to that L.A. Basin area through an airport other than LAX. But I have to tell you, I've gone in and out of LAX now because I just go Reading to LAX, and it's not as bad as I remember, you know, from previous lives. But that L.A. Basin flight is a priority for us as well. And so we just go and sit down with the airlines and have conversations about where they're growing, what they're looking for. And then we have the research in terms of where we know that the Reading, you know, travelers are headed. And it's not always that final destination is not San Francisco. The final destination is not LAX or Denver or Seattle. We got to give, you know, Alaska some love going up to Seattle, and that flight's doing really, really well.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, just as an example, I'll use Alaska and Seattle. So Alaska and Hawaiian merged, right? And so Alaska is looking at their business model now going, where are people going? Where, you know, and so Seattle's a hub. And the strategy for an airport like Reading is to get the travelers connected to a hub so that then they can go the next place. Mm. Because out of a, you know, city like Reading, there's just not going to be, you know, 25 gates and, you know, 300 nonstops, you know, kind of destination type thing. So our goal is to get connected to bigger hubs. So Alaska is building out a hub in San Diego. They want to get people, because of that Hawaiian merger, they want to get people to Hawaii because that network's already established and built out. So when we watch what Alaska's doing, you know, we can go from Reading to Seattle until Hawaii easier than ever before with that merger. But what we know too is that, and the airlines know this, is that people think it's a little bit counterintuitive. Like, why am I flying north to go south, you know? And if you can get past a little bit of that, you can have a really great flight experience. And so sometimes we have to get out of our own way to think, like, why am I going south to L.A. to go, you know, to Chicago? I don't know, you know, kind of just that counterintuitive or what would seem like, you know, common sense is not always the way the airlines are looking at it. So when we use Alaska as an example, they're building out San Diego as a hub because obviously San Diego is a great airport to go to Hawaii. And so we have conversations with them about where their hubs are. They're also building out the Portland airport as a potential hub as well. And so as they've grown at SeaTac and really gotten beyond the number of gates that, you know, SeaTac has for them, they have to look at other airports in the area to absorb that traffic. And so we go and we say, hey, we know this many people are going to Portland, or this many people are going to Hawaii. And you'd be surprised, actually, in the top 10, how many people from Reading or people, it's not specifically from Reading. It's the catchment area, which goes all the way down to Chico. We have about 500,000 people in our catchment area is what we call it. Mm-hmm. And so we say, like, where are people from our catchment area going out of Reading? And like two of the top 10 destinations are Hawaii. So we get to talk to Alaska. We have the data when we sit down with them, and we get to talk to Alaska about, and all the airlines too. We show them that top 10 list and go like, a lot of people from Reading are going to Hawaii. And so they take a look at that. And if that, you know, then they run it through their model and all the sophisticated, software they have to understand if that's going to be profitable or not. Or not for them. Mm-hmm. And then that's how that conversation continues.
So, I'm really happy you explained all that, because that helps me not visualize that you and the staff are blindfolding yourselves with a dart and saying, okay, this is the next airport we need to connect to.
I feel like that would be fun.
It could be fun.
But don't count on me with the darts and a dartboard to pick anything.
Oh.
The data doesn't lie.
Look, we're going to Havana. Guantanamo. Ah, darn. I think they have an airport up there. No, you guys are choosing some beautiful areas. If you guys connect to San Diego, if that's an opportunity, we have such a great connection to our downtown main streets over in San Diego. Just much like Viva Downtown, the main street network goes from Eureka all the way to San Diego, and we've built such good relationships over there. So it just connects all of us even more. And Hawaii. Of course it's Hawaii.
Yeah. You know, people from the West Coast go to Hawaii for a vacation.
Yeah.
I grew up in the Midwest, and everybody went to Florida or the Bahamas, you know. And so Hawaii was really far away from Indiana. And now when I'm, you know, been living on the West Coast, it's like that's the place everybody goes. So I'm not surprised that Hawaii is a popular destination. Absolutely beautiful. And so great place to visit.
And then the one thing I do also want to hit this. You said, here's our catch-all of the Reading Airport, not just catching Reading residents.
Yeah.
We have to emphasize we are the largest city north of Sacramento.
Indeed. Yeah.
So it makes sense.
It does. It does make sense. And there's a line sort of down around Chico where people are making a decision, right? Think about consumer behavior. Ooh, where am I going to go? You know, parking, cost, drive, you know, gas and all the things. But I want to say, just like I kind of started off with, is that time. It's the time that we take to go these places, right? Mm-hmm. And so we're all busy people. Everybody's busy. The time it takes is really where you lose value.
Mm-hmm.
And so somewhere down around Chico where it's equidistant between driving south or driving up to Reading Regional, people are making decisions. So that's the catchment area. And we go all the way up to the Oregon border in terms of what we call that catchment area.
Is this your favorite part of your job?
No. I love this part, and it's great. So much of the air service world depends on factors outside of our control.
Mm-hmm.
Airlines, airplanes, pilots, you know, all the things that make that ecosystem work. So this is fun and exciting. I love this part of my job because it's bringing people into Reading. You know, it makes Reading more accessible, and then that's the link back to economic development. And so we have headquarters companies in Reading and Shasta County in our area that need to be accessible to their board members or other vendors. And so that's what the biggest kick I get out of air service development is, that link to economic development and then creating that ease of travel for especially business passengers. It's awesome going out of Reading to be on those planes and see what companies have, you know, their employees on those planes. And I'll just use Moss, you know, I don't think I've been on a plane in the last 6 months that didn't include, you know, a couple of the Moss employees, Moss Energy. And so they're growing leaps and bounds, right? And so that's the link. That's where I get excited. Because inherently what I really get excited about is, just the energy of business and the energy of commerce. Also the pride that we have as a community around these businesses, you know, and the growth and development. And then I think that, because I've always been like a builder, you know, to build things, to find the right strategy, to find the right plan to get to the end goal. So you have to define the end goal. And I think about like what our community could look like 10 years from now and dial that back to like, what are the steps we have to take today? to really create that thing in 10 or 20 years, because those things don't happen overnight and they often start small. And so starting small and building the things, I mean, that's where I get really excited. I get really excited about the hope of how economic development and commerce and business, fuel the growth of a city.
A city.
So that, I mean, really, you know, I've been saying this for a little bit now, is that so that anybody who lives in this area can afford the life they want to live. We want to give everybody the opportunity to do that.
You guys are doing that. And that's why, since we talked about flying in and out of Reading and the growth of the airport economics, we're going to talk about why Reading's top 100 livability list and quality of life right after our next break. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott Show on KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Reading Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Reading Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Reading Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 18th Annual Taste of Reading 2025, Sunday, June 8th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
You don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
That's all that's winning is gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold.
It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up, now wait till you get older. Karaoke Hour with Rebecca and Blake. Tune on in every Wednesday. Welcome back to KCNR Radio. You're listening to the Carl and Linda Bott Show, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. I don't know if they even said what the date is today, but you guys probably heard it on the top of hour. Today is Wednesday, June 4th. It's a beautiful day right now outside. It's about 68 degrees and sunny. Our highs today are 95. That's great. No triple digits here.
Great to be outside.
I love that.
Yeah.
A little bit windy. I know that we had our first red flag warning, but our fire departments.
Hey, Blake.
Yes.
You see that paper right to your right?
Oh, my gosh. I actually have a paper of the weather.
Weather.
Well, that's a paper of weather. We'll cover that. We'll jump back to that probably at 8 a.m., but otherwise, we have Rebecca Bayer from the Shasta EDC, Economic Development Corporation. The first half an hour, it's been wonderful to talk about the growth and improvements and economic development of our Reading Airport. If you haven't checked out our Reading Airport lately, stop on by. There's more to it than just Peter Chu's, even though that's one of my favorite places.
And Theory.
Oh.
I have to tell you.
Rebecca, thank you for saying that.
When we first flew in to Reading, the very first time we went to the airport, I drink coffee all day long, so I was looking for where I could get a coffee, and the airport had a Keurig, and you could buy the pod out of the vending machine and then pop it in the Keurig and have your coffee. I mean, that's genius, right? Like, mm-hmm. If you don't have a coffee vendor. And so the fact that we actually have Theory in the airport is amazing. And, we have the best coffee in the United States in our airport.
Yes, yes.
Mind blown.
I feel awful. You caught me.
It's okay. It's post-security, right? So it's right now not accessible to everybody unless you're traveling.
But it's a downtown business.
It's Theory a downtown, yes.
It's right up the street from us, from KCNR Radio, Theory Coffee. They've grown tremendously when you think about business standards over here, not only in downtown Reading, where they started out roasting their coffee beans, but then they hit Mount Shasta Mall.
Yep.
Then they hit Mount Shasta.
Yep.
Now the Reading Airport.
Yeah.
And that's like when you're doing those 6 a.m. flights out of here and a nice warm cup of coffee.
Yeah. Or an afternoon iced coffee.
Ooh.
Walking on to the plane. And you know what's interesting is that, the EDC doesn't, we don't recruit retail businesses. So we're looking for impact in terms of jobs and growing the economy when we're recruiting businesses into the area. So we think about kind of industry level businesses and so we're looking for that impact. So, and we have a team of wonderful people in Reading who recruit retailers in, right? And so we typically don't do retail, but you have to know that Theory Coffee is actually a manufacturer. And one of the big engines of economic development is bringing money from the outside of your community, in. So instead of us just trading dollars, so I make my money in Shasta County and then I go to Theory and I buy my coffee and, have my coffee and then I go to Jack's and, have a steak, that we're just trading dollars, right? And then we're not growing, right? And so then if I go outside of Shasta County and have a meal or, vacation or buy gas, then that money goes out of Shasta County. Okay. So one of the big drivers for economic development is to find ways to get money from the outside in. So anytime a manufacturer, and Theory is a great example, but it could be coffee, it could be medical devices, it can be, Captive Air in town makes hoods, that go in kitchen, kitchens, big commercial kitchens.
Whoa.
They make hoods that go over the stoves and that are required, so they're making those things in Shasta County and then shipping them out and outside of our area. It doesn't matter if it's, if it's Reading for Reading economic growth, you could ship that thing to, Anderson and then, okay, Reading got some more money that they didn't have, right? A business in Reading.
Whoa.
But you think about it just kind of going further and further out, Theory has customers all over the United States. So they are a manufacturer. They roast coffee and then send it to wholesale to other places throughout the country. And And they actually, at least in one occasion I know, have sent coffee internationally. So if you didn't know that Theory was an international exporter in our community, we think like this is really good coffee and they're downtown and they're a great, you know, member of the community. But
it's being recognized across the country.
It's being recognized across the country, but they're contributing to the growth of our economy.
That's really
right?
cool.
So that's the cool thing, right? And we can, there's so many businesses in Reading that we could talk about that and then what they're doing.
And now we get to talk about why should you as a business invest in the overall economy of Reading. We, before the break, Rebecca and I were talking about livability, and you moved here, so that means you agree that Reading's a great place to
live.
It's
awesome.
I live here, so I know Reading's a great place to live. But there was a couple of articles that came out. We have The Arts Are Driving Reading, California's Economy Forward.
Yeah.
That's one of the big things.
Such an important part.
And that was, and I think it was really cool that we got to interview whichever group was this Livability that came to Reading and interviewed a couple of people.
Yeah. So their, folks reached out and we connected them with, you know, different groups throughout town. And I always like to give my plugs to Leadership Reading, but through Leadership Reading got to learn a lot about our local arts and culture community and had some names. And so Shasta Arts Council started there, and then just kind of went, I think John was part of that conversation too.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we connected them with some folks and to talk about Reading's arts and culture, which is huge.
You were talking about quality of life.
Yeah.
And what does that mean? So what does that mean to you as someone that's talking about Reading and hoping to get people to invest through quality of life?
Yeah. So, I mean, here's the deal with economic development. I feel like this is economic development 101, by the way. I'm so sorry. But these are,
no, like, I love this.
These are all the things I've learned in the last year that I'm going to share with our audience. So when somebody has a business and they're like, hey, for one reason or another, either they can't get workforce or traffic now is too congested in where they are currently operating, or maybe they need to be closer to customers. And so, you know, Reading is exactly halfway between San Diego and Seattle. And so it also could be an addition to their distribution network as well. So for whatever reason, a company decides we need a location in Reading, they start looking through some things. And so I mentioned a few of them just a second ago. So it's like, what's the workforce? You know, if I need 300 employees to make my business work, does this region, does Shasta County and the area have 300 employees? And we do, right? And so we talk about workforce. What's the accessibility to the interstate system, or does the airport handle cargo? And so all the questions about how they're going to get their product to the places it needs to go. And we have great connectability, right, for businesses. Also, they're looking at, like availability of electricity. So check that box. You know, we have REU, we have affordable rates. And so we're not, you know, under the same kind of umbrella as folks in Reading specifically, as PG&E businesses that have PG&E. But PG&E obviously provides electricity, and business, we have a thriving business community, within that PG&E network as well, but availability of electricity. So if you need like 15 megawatts, like that's a lot of electricity. And so we have to make sure that our grid and our networks have that much capacity. Water. Okay. So it's infrastructure, just to kind of sum it up, right? So there's, you know, I don't know, 7 or 8 things that businesses are looking for. And then they say, okay, I'm going to bring my executive leadership team here to check it out. That's quality of life. Is Reading a place where people want to live? And before we know at the EDC even that these companies are in our community, they've already been here. Mm-hmm. They've stayed in the hotels. They've been to the restaurants and they've had conversations. They've asked servers at restaurants, why do you live in Reading?
It's a really good question.
And the response to that simple question and the seemingly insignificant interaction, right? It's like, hey, server, why do you live in Reading, or what do you like about Reading? That answer is critically important. That's quality of life. How do the people who live in our community feel about our community? How do we show up? And right, and I don't want to say it's one word, but to really wrap it up and kind of say what it is, it's a vibe. Mm-hmm. So how do people feel when they're here? Do they feel welcome? You know, do they connect? Do we have soccer for their kids if they're playing soccer somewhere else? Going to school. How is our education system? How is our access to medical care, right? And so all these factors add up to quality of life. Public safety. That was mm-hmm. we started the show talking about public safety. Public safety is quality of life, right? And so there's a number of factors that go into quality of life. Arts and culture is one of them, right? And so those other things are checking the box. Do we have infrastructure? Are we close to a highway? You know, do we have workforce? Check, 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 check. Those are things that we can, you know, we know the answers to. So it's, and oftentimes yes or no. But for the quality of life, for the vibe, that's the decision factor. Oftentimes.
We're doing exceptional in all of those.
Yeah.
And, we're going to have to wrap that up with our conclusion after our next break. I love Economics 101. Maybe that's your hour that we work on. Okay, Rebecca, we'll be back after the break. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott Show, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
Reading, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Join us Father's Day weekend, June 14th and 15th. It's the perfect place to celebrate and treat Dad to fun, food, and family. Black Bear Diner also added four brand new and returning classics to the menu at 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as the camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to. Places they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, even though no one far behind.
All right, welcome back, listeners, to KCNR Radio. You're listening to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is the Carl and Linda Bott Show. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading, filling in for the morning. Rebecca Bayer, you are amazing to talk to. I feel smarter. You're one of the type of people that I feel smarter after talking
to.
Well,
that's a compliment. Thank you.
And I hope our listeners got to learn more about why Reading is a wonderful place to invest in and why it's great to live here already. And I think our listeners who are already living here recognize that. So with our last 10 minutes, Rebecca, we were just talking about livability, and I want to hit, because it would behoove me as Viva Downtown and Reading Cultural District to hit arts and culture and what you've learned about it, especially through Leadership Reading and through economic development. So tell me about that.
Yeah.
What did you learn after now living in Reading from it?
So here's what I think. Well, I know, actually. This is Leadership Reading. This is, you know, living here for 4 years, is that Reading has everything a big city has.
Yes, we do.
It just shows up in a different way,
mm-hmm.
and oftentimes a better way, right? So youth sports, are they as competitive, you know, as a big city? Absolutely, right? And our kids here going places and doing things, and, you know, specifically kind of quality of life things, we just show up in a different way. Right. And so, we have all the things, 7 repertory theaters. If I don't remember anything about Arts and Culture Day from Leadership Reading, I remembered that we had 7 repertory theaters. That has to be like a record for the number of repertory theaters per capita of any city, in the state of California.
Mm-hmm.
And for a city of our size to have so many different outlets for creative people, it just shows up in different ways. And I think that we're just really modest about who we are. And so we just do the work, right? So if there's something that you have done in a bigger city, I would argue, that we have all those things.
We do. Well, I'm really glad you brought up the theater programs, because you have, and we'll hit it, Shasta College, Axiom Repertory Theater, you have Cascade Theater, Riverfront Playhouse, RPAC, every single school, high school, Foothill Enterprise, Shasta, UPrep have thriving music and sports programs, competitive programs, even from our junior high, Sequoia and Parsons. So arts and culture is thriving. Here in the Reading Cultural District, where the EDC is located, you've got the Civic Center, which is selling out gigantic outdoor programs. The Reading Rodeo sold out on multiple nights. We're connected by a beautiful trail system.
And we talk about all this stuff, and that's one of the, you know, the best things about my job is I get to leave our, you know, wonderful, beautiful region, our county and cities, and I get to go talk about this place in all of those terms, and all those things that you've listed are things we talk about. And of course, you know, I think it goes without saying that we're talking about a business climate. We're talking about, you know, what it's like to have a business here. And we have an incredibly supportive business community. And so I've not been in many communities where business leaders are so connected with one another, and business leaders are genuinely interested in helping that up and coming group, right? Mm-hmm. And so there's just so many stories, so many that I can't think of just one to tell the story this morning, but we think about, you know, successful business people who are giving advice and who are investing in new businesses. Mm-hmm. And so knowing some of what goes on from that business climate and the way that people rally around one another, I think that's evident when we do our annual investor luncheon you know, and we talk about investors, and we're like running out of time, and I feel like I have to come back tomorrow to finish up. But
that's what I was thinking.
One of the really interesting things about Shasta EDC is that we're funded privately, and that is incredibly important because when municipalities and government agencies in general, suffer from reduced revenue, they have to make cuts. But in that type of environment, which I know we're in right now across the board, we get to continue our work because of private investment. And so those are our investors. Those are businesses, in our region in Shasta County and Redding who believe in the work that we do. And so they say, hey, no matter what happens with other contracts, we want you to continue the work that you do because we all benefit as a result of that. Mm-hmm. And so that's a really unique thing in economic development to have a privately funded, economic development organization. So anyway, we do this annual investor launch. We get, 200 plus people, in a room, and I get to say a couple things, which is great and give folks some updates. We get to hear from businesses in the area. And there's so much energy. Last year when I did my first one, it was like 1 o'clock, hard stop. These are busy business people. I was there until after 2 and they were like still multiple people, a few dozen people in the room, connecting and networking. And that's really the power that we have as a community and a business community. And again, I just love everything about my job. It's hard to rate, what I love the most. I love what I'm talking about the most, right? So I was talking about airport. I love that. Talking about business and connection. I love that. The deal is that the EDC gets to be a connector, of those folks, who are doing business here. So another main tenet of the work we do, is to help, grow existing businesses. And so to retain and grow existing businesses.
And Rebecca, I have to say, I love that you decided to come to Reading and share your passion and how much you've embraced Reading and its lifestyle. And I love working with you in downtown. And
likewise.
It would also behoove me to mention that one of the portions of Shasta EDC is also the Startup Reading factor of Shasta EDC. And Startup Reading has done a substantial amount of work of investing and connecting to startup and entrepreneur business workers and owners over here in downtown Reading at the historic IOOF Hall where Viva Downtown's located.
Thanks to Viva Downtown.
And twice a month, the EDC Startup Reading holds – once a month?
Once a month.
Okay, once a month.
Once a month, yeah.
Startup Reading holds a program. I think it's on the third or fourth Monday of the month.
Yep.
Free program.
Free program.
Where they bring in different entrepreneurs and leadership.
Yep.
They have a program that's focused on how do you fund your business? How do you market your business? How do you start up a business? How do you network and connect? And that's all year long leading up to the startup games that take place over in downtown Reading as well.
Yeah.
In November.
Yeah.
Where it's a competition to create your own business and start it up. And you and Eric and the team have just made it starting up a business not scary, but fun and beneficial.
I'm going to tell you a story of somebody that we both know because they're a downtown business, and it really brings the work of the EDC full circle in terms of the Startup Reading piece and then the local business growth piece. And so Yolando down at the Salt Cave came to Startup Games, and she's been around the Startup Reading community for a long time, goes to the monthly startup sessions, but came to Startup Games last year in November, and she had an idea called Snuggle Stuffies. And there are some, health benefits of the proprietary salt blend that she's developed, and she wanted to put it in stuffed animals, and she did. But she brought that idea to Startup Games, and for an entire weekend, a team of people, not all of whom she knew before she got to the room,
complete strangers,
formed a team, and she's already producing, right, with plans to scale and grow. But we did venture a conference, which is startup pitches, just think like local, Shark Tank kind of stuff. She has developed her business in a way and grown from November until May, dramatically, and put herself in a position to pitch to real investors at the venture conference, this, last month in May, and was the audience choice for best, you know, best venture. And so that really brings it full circle. And the goal of Startup Reading is to be the most supportive startup community in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that our folks work really hard.
That.
Yeah. And so that's been a really exciting piece of the work that EDC does.
Yolando brought those stuffies over to our business. She brings them to our business group meetings, and they work. And whenever she brings them out, whatever contentious issue or program that we're talking about with our business owners works. And I didn't know that was a startup idea.
It was a startup idea.
And she's loving it, and it's picking up. Yeah. Rebecca, I hate that this hour flew so fast.
So good to talk to you.
It was great to talk to you, and it's great to see you. We have Reading Police Department, about 5 seconds. You were just saying that a strong economy and investing helps programs like RPD grow.
Yeah, we grow, you know, the economic base. We generate, you know, tax revenue, and that tax revenue is used by our governments to provide public safety, parks. All the things.
And we're going to be talking about how this has been impacted with RPD in this next hour, the good, the bad, the great. And Rebecca, thanks for being here. We'll be back after the news at 8 a.m. Visit ShastaEDC.org.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Elon Musk, whose time as Doge chief recently ended, is parting ways with President Trump over the one big beautiful bill now being debated in the Senate. Musk is harsh in his criticism of the measure and those who voted for it.
With all due respect, my friend Elon is terribly wrong about the one big beautiful bill.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says he has spoken to Musk at length about the tax cut and budget bill, so the criticism is disappointing. Tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from most countries have risen to 50%, that effective today. President Trump says he is determined to stop America's trading partners from taking advantage of the U.S. Iran's supreme leader is defiant, saying there is no way the Islamic Republic will stop enriching uranium, something experts say is key to building a nuclear arsenal.
The remarks by Ayatollah Ali Khamenei colored in a red line, one that says Tehran refuses to give up enriching uranium in any possible deal with the U.S. That demand has been repeatedly made by American officials, including President Donald Trump, though it remains unclear just how much envoy Steve Witkoff brought it up in his initial proposal to Tehran. But what Khamenei did not say in his speech matters as well. He didn't reject the talks, which Iran views as crucial for its economy to lift some of the crushing economic sanctions it faces. Khamenei also didn't insist on any specific level of nuclear enrichment. Iran now enriches uranium up to 60%, a short technical step from weapons-grade levels. I'm Charles DeLizette.
The FBI has reportedly made an arrest in New York in connection with last month's explosion in a Palm Springs, California fertility clinic. Details expected soon, a news conference pending by federal prosecutors in Los Angeles. On Wall Street, the Dow trading 65 points higher, the Nasdaq is up 59. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Mike Gallagher here, host of the Mike Gallagher Show. If you know me, you know I only put my name behind people and companies I trust. When it comes to mortgages, I trust Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. They're not just friends. They've done loans for me, my family. I've seen firsthand how they treat every client like their family. And these days, that personal touch really matters. With the cost of everything up, you might be looking for ways to free up cash. Maybe you're thinking about a cash-out refi or HELOC to finish some home projects, consolidate debt, or just get ahead financially. Fellowship is a full-service direct lender. Not a broker. They cut out the middleman. That means faster decisions, fewer fees, and less stress. Whether you're buying your first home, downsizing, or refinancing to get some breathing room, they'll tailor fit the loan to your life. Get started at fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, equal housing lender, NMLS number 819382.
Several people feared dead and many more injured in a stampede outside a cricket stadium in southern India. The crush happened as thousands of cricket fans gathered outside the stadium to celebrate the winners of the Indian Premier League. Local television news shows some people on the ground, emergency personnel carrying people into ambulances. Indian authorities haven't immediately confirmed the number of fatalities in that stampede.
Mount Etna has again captivated the world with a spectacular show, the volcano that towers over eastern Sicily, spewing smoke and ash high into the sky. But the defining event of this week's eruption was the more rare pyroclastic flow from the southwestern crater. That's visible, not visible from a distance. The volcano is Europe's most active and the continent's largest. Etna attracts hikers and backpackers to its slopes, while the less adventurous can take it in from a distance. News and analysis, townhall.com. The FDA will be taking a closer look at what goes into baby formula.
Nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Abrams of the University of Texas says the broader scientific community has been calling for the re-evaluation of infant formula for years.
The purpose of this is to take a look at all the ingredients that are in infant formula and see, do we have just the right amounts, do we have the best forms, and can we improve it?
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says about three-quarters of U.S. infants take formula during the first 6 months of life, and about 40% are given formula as their only source of nutrition. I'm Donna Water.
Smoke from the Canadian wildfires bringing another day of poor air quality to the American Midwest and some points to the east. Conditions in parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan were rated very unhealthy yesterday. Smell of smoke hanging over the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome back to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. If you're tuning in, this is not Carl or Linda Bott this morning. This is Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading, filling in for the two of them. Always happy to be back on the show. We had a wonderful hour with Rebecca Baer from the Shasta EDC. We covered a lot. We covered the expansion of the airport, some of the amazing flights that just got installed, like the flight to Denver. Which has been sold out since they introduced the flight. We also talked about quality of living and life and why Reading is a great place to invest in economically and also for your families to live here, and why a strong economy can benefit programs like arts and culture and also public safety, which brings me into our guests for their monthly spot, Reading Police Department. I have Kristen Gurley, crime analyst. And I have Captain Brian Cole here. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Good to see you guys. So I was told, Kristen, this is your first radio show. Kristen, welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
I'm happy to be here, too. You just did the podcast at the City of Reading. How did that go?
It went good. I think it's going to be publishing pretty soon, so it'll be a fun to hear. For the public.
I'm glad that they have that, and that's way if you want to learn more after today's program, you can tune in to the City of Reading podcast.
Absolutely.
Which is done by Stephen DiPaolo and Katie, she has a new last name.
Yes.
Oh, man. Katie, I'm sorry.
Hunter?
Hey, Hunter?
Maybe.
You better get it right.
Oh, man, I don't want to get it wrong on the air.
That might be her old last
name. Ah, okay.
I'm not sure.
The City of Reading podcast covers all facets of the City of Reading. You can find it on Spotify, all streaming platforms, and I'm really glad that you did it because these hours go really fast and the breaks take up a lot of it.
Yeah, they do great work, and we're just trying to highlight some of the uniqueness of Kristen's job and some of what she gets to do for the Reading Police Department and being a part of the detective division and then also working, you know, directly for the chief on projects.
That's what I was saying. Captain, you've been on the radio before with Carl and Linda, but you brought in Kristen today because there's a couple of things you wanted to focus on. So what's kind of the hope that you want to accomplish today in this show?
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to drag her out of her comfort zone. And I figured, hey, first time on the radio, that'd be great. We want to talk a little bit about kind of what's going on at Reading PD, mm-hmm. Maybe starting out with some of the challenges we're facing. But we would like Kristen to touch a little bit on basically, you know, Kristen gets to look back at a lot of the work that's been done over the course of the last year, 18 months, as we analyze our kind of our crime statistics and trends and patterns. So there's some positive things there, and that'd be great for her to talk on. And then I just want to highlight some of the good things that are coming up in the city of Reading and for the Reading Police Department.
Good. There's a lot of good things. And I know that one of the things that you wanted to go into this is, and it's no secret to anybody, budget cuts are happening. There is a deficit, and it's hitting all parts of the city of Reading, and RPD is no exception to that. So I'm excited to cover what we're hitting today and also what has changed when we have a strong full force. And I can see why Kristen's here for that. So,
yeah, absolutely.
So let's cover it. Kristen, Brian, what's kind of the best question to talk about leading in Kristen for crime analyst and statistics that have changed?
Yeah, well, I think it's important to highlight you know, Chief Shuler used to come on the show a lot. We went through a massive hiring push under Chief Shuler. We hired 65 police officers, a ton of support staff. And really, right as the chief was retiring, Reading PD got up to full strength, the biggest we had ever been, 122 sworn. And so Chief Barner got to come in and has a lot of great resources. And so, you know, we get to have great discussions about, hey, how are we going to use all these officers? What are the problems we want to address? What areas do we want to work in? As you know, the downtown area was a huge area with establishing the four-person bike team, which has done a lot of terrific work. So we basically got up to 122 sworn and started putting people into positions and kind of prioritizing our focus. And we've been working on that over the last 18 months. But we've had to transition, you know, specifically over the last probably 12 to 6 months and kind of figure out, okay, what's going to be the impact for us with the budget? And then strategizing from a leadership point, where are we going to make cuts? What are we going to pull for? Because at the end of the day, our number one priority is being able to respond to 911 calls for service. When people call for the police, we have to show up. And so we have to make sure that our patrol shifts, the men and women that are out there every single day, you know, responding to emergencies, are adequately staffed and have the support that they need. So that's been the ongoing discussion, and I'm happy to jump into, you know, kind of some of the things that we've had to take away from, and then maybe have Kristen touch on when we were full strength, some of the successes that we've had.
And there's a lot of successes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's been a great period. I've been a captain for about 4 years now, and so kind of seeing that transition. And
also been with RPD for how long?
About 19 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So seeing that transition and seeing all the great things that we've been able to do, it's just nice to be able to highlight a lot of the stuff. Great work goes on every single day at the Reading Police Department. Like, what you see on social media is just a sliver of the day-to-day stuff that is happening between all our divisions, the administration, detectives, records, and the field operations division that's out there. So yeah, real quickly, you know, we had a bike team that had 4 officers that were downtown. We had a crisis intervention response team that had 4 officers in it, along with a mental health clinician. We had 4 park rangers. We had extra officers on all our beats. You know, in the upcoming budget, we're slated to eliminate general funding for approximately 12 officer positions, with potentially an additional 4 positions going away at the end of 2026. So the city staff has done a great job, and the chiefs, Marner and Shuler, have done a great job always looking for grants and ways we can fund positions to offset. Grants are fantastic, but they're temporary, and so you have to be very strategic about how you use them and when funding's going to end. So they're a little less predictable than general funding, but the fire department and the police department account for about 80% of the general fund. And so when you have a budget deficit, you know, that's generally where cuts have to come from in order to save money. Mm-hmm. A lot of the other city departments are already very lean. So that's what we've been tasked out. So we've had to cut our park rangers down to 2. We've cut our bike team down to 2. We cut our crisis intervention response team down to 2. We've pulled officers from beats. We have cut 2 or we have not backfilled two detective positions. And I want to be clear, like, we have not laid anybody off. We've had vacancies.
Get people into patrol.
And through attritions, we've had to move people around to try and figure out our priorities. So, and then we have not backfilled two community service officer positions. So you're talking about in 1 2-year budget the potential to, you know, remove 18 full-time positions from the Reading Police Department. And we obviously are seeking grants, but, hey, you know, we're going to probably end up, you know, in 2026 somewhere between 106 to 110 police officers and down to 11 community service officers. So that is a challenge. It's a leadership challenge. I was the patrol captain in 2022 before we had all this stuff as we were trying to get up to full strength. We don't want to go back to that.
No.
The business community was very frustrated, and, you know, so we've been able to make great strides since then. So we got to figure out how to keep the momentum going while dealing with these challenges.
Well, Brian, Captain Cole, I'm glad that you're representing that, and with your 19 years of RPD, RPD's changed dramatically from these last 19 years, and the way that Reading and public safety has changed as well, and what we're doing and what we're exceeding. So I can't wait to come back with Kristen to hit what's been changed, what's benefiting, and we're nowhere near from the actual challenges that RPD has faced in these last 19 years.
Yeah.
This is just turbulence.
Yes, right, absolutely.
So we're going to take our first break on Carl and Linda Bott Show, KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort,
549-3335.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars?
It's hump day.
Was that our intro? Oh, yeah. I thought we were still in commercials. Well, hey, yes, it is Wednesday. Hump day. Yep. Okay, KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, KCNR. This is the Carl and Linda Bott Show. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda. I'm from Viva Downtown Reading, and I'm joined with Reading Police Department today with Kristen Gurley and Captain Brian Cole. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Time's flying by, isn't it?
It is going very quick.
Still laughing about the hump day lead-in. On RPD's program, man. Okay. Brian, we were just talking about, the reality of budget cuts, and we brought Kristen in to talk about, you know, how does that affect, statistics, public safety, rates, and what a full staff means and what it can actually, address. So I'm gonna pass this over to you to kind of talk about what you were saying. What's the reality of budget cuts hitting Reading Police Department and budget cuts hitting Reading Fire Department?
Yeah, and your prior guest was talking about quality of life and mentioning that public safety is one of those quality of life. So, I mean, the men and women at the Reading Police Department they're going to work hard no matter what our resources are. And you know, I think it's important to acknowledge that the city council has an extremely tough job. They have to, you know, several of them just came on. They have to figure out, you know, how do we make the city run with the budget that we actually have? And so Greg Robinette, who's our finance director and the city staff and the city manager, they have been working tirelessly over the last 6 months with the council to try and shape what that's going to look like. And so it's not just impacting us. It's impacting other departments, the fire department, you know, is being heavily impacted in that, and Chief Van Landingham comes on here from time to time, so I know he can talk about his department. But we're all taking, a piece of that. We're going to figure out how to move forward with it regardless. We've been through much tougher times. We still have a lot of great resources. The Reading Police Department is still in a good position. Mm-hmm. We're just going to have to pivot a little bit from what we've been able to do over the course of the last 2 years.
So, is there anything that you want to say before we lead into Kristen and what it means?
No, I want to give Kristen an opportunity to highlight all the great work she does.
Kristen, you do great PowerPoint presentations. Your job is kind of extensive for what you cover. Do you mind giving a description of what your job is, and then we'll jump into the data that you brought in today?
Yeah, so my job, I'm assigned to the detective division, so I mainly help them with their cases. So if a detective needs help that's like maybe more analytical, putting stuff on like a map or in a PowerPoint or into like a graphic, also like communicating with other agencies to kind of like link crimes together that are happening throughout like either the state or even the country. Looking for trends and also looking for people who might be in our area that could be suspects in another area that might be some sort of officer safety or something we can help them with. So those are the things that I mainly do, but I also do a lot of the statistic works and a lot of analytical things for the department, especially for the chief. So that's kind of my entire role.
What got you into this role? Because it seems, is that same as getting into police work or crime analysis? Where does that line in with overall RPD umbrella?
Well, so I ended up getting into this job. I was property and evidence technician for the police department for about almost 9 years prior to moving into this.
What a cool job.
Yeah, which I thought was literally the best best civilian job in the police department until I got this job. So I luckily just kind of moved over. I have some skills that kind of played into the role, and we never really had like a true crime analyst who was like working with data and trying to help make changes and help the admin make better decisions, not better decisions, but like good decisions on where to use resources and whatnot. So it's been a really fun learning experience over the last almost 3 years now.
Yeah, and I just want to say, from the captain perspective in the detective division, we didn't have a crime analyst when I was a detective, and so having Kristen embedded with us and working with us is impressive. When we have major cases, if we have a homicide or we are trying to hunt down some suspects, she is an amazing resource. She can get into all sorts of stuff through social media, and so. Cool. We give her a name and put her to work, and she starts pumping out information for us and leads for our detectives to follow up on. So it's pretty impressive to watch.
And that's does every detective go to you, or is it more of like there's a big case and all the detectives need to talk to you on this?
It could be anything. Like when we work in a big case, everybody's just kind of like working every sort of leads we can, and so. If I find something, I might start going down a rabbit hole and looking for something or contacting, like, another agency, like Reno PD, and saying, like, hey, you might have had contact with this person before. Do you have any information you can help provide to us? Or looking for those things. But, you know, sometimes the detectives come and they'll ask for, like, a special project. But I just try to be as helpful as possible to all of them. So
I look back at the – this was last year when that awful shooting happened. Near village,
then the double homicide,
and then basically there was interagency work not only in Nevada but also in Oregon that you guys had to do. Is that something that you were working on, Kristen?
Yeah, I was here all weekend with that. I got a phone call super early Friday morning, and we spent like three four days pretty much here, going down rabbit holes looking for people and places, associates of the suspects, of where they might have fled to. And it was kind of, I won't say like fun, but it was like really interesting to try to like go, you know, out and try to figure out where these guys went. So
it was all hands on deck, and you found them. And that was like, just hearing the story about it was almost kind of a ships passing in the night for how close you almost missed the guy over in Oregon.
Yeah, and it's the chief has talked about this, but you know, when people commit violent, heinous crimes in the city of Reading, we are going to hunt them down and find them and arrest them. Like, we take pride in that. If you're gonna come in and victimize citizens, or you're gonna, you know, you're gonna do things that make people in this community feel unsafe, we take that a little personal to a degree, and our detectives work really, really hard. We have a great team, and they work long hours, and they go nonstop until they, you know, solve the case and get their suspects in custody. So
you guys usually solve the case. So, Kristen, I can't wait to hear about some of the statistics and what a full department looks like, and why it's crucial to make sure that these programs are funded.
Yeah. So I would say, like, just in 2024 alone, it's probably, like, our biggest year for the Reading Police Department, but our crime was down. So crime was down 21%, or over 21%, but our arrests were up, our calls for service were up, so our officers were out being, like, more proactive. They were maybe doing more, like, RMC sites and getting arrests that way, which is kind of drove the arrests up, and a lot of those arrests are misdemeanors here versus, like, a lot of other places, they're infractions. So that kind of, like, drives up those type of numbers, but the crime itself has gone down. So,
yeah, we've seen, I think, you know, from our perspective as a leadership team, when you have the ability to put more officers out on the streets and do some of these specialty assignments, you have them out there proactively contacting people that are dealing drugs, working on drug houses, people that are stealing. You know, a huge part of 2024 was our focus on a lot of the property theft stuff, the retail theft that was going on, and how frustrated some of the businesses were. So putting together some of those proactive operations. And so you see an increase in a lot of our arrests, in particular a lot of misdemeanor arrests. But that's because we have a lot more people out there stopping cars, doing probation searches, working those proactive details. And the flip side to that, you're seeing more arrests, but you're seeing a drop in violent crime, with the exception of, one particular category. But you're seeing a drop in violent crime, and you're seeing a drop in our property crimes. And I really believe that's because our folks have been out there working, and the Reading Police Department, you know, for lack of a better term, has been kind of flexing its muscle through 2023 and 2024 with being, you know, 122 officers, which was great. I mean, it's going to ebb and flow, and we'll fight to find a way to get back to those numbers. Hopefully the economy improving, fluctuating, you always have to account for that.
I'm glad you said proactive and seeing the statistics on that, because there was something about going to the Citizens Academy and why it was always emphasized that the officers are not just sitting around in their patrol cars or sitting at their desk. They're always looking for something to improve, whether that's community development or actually busting a crime or driving around and finding things. RPD is probably one of the most proactive, hardworking groups, and you can see that in our city. We're actually going to have our next break starting right now, and we'll be back. KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Anna Jay, Soul Punch, Ashley Black, and the Liquid Amber Band. Enjoy fun with the family with Reading Balloons and Face Painting by Squishy Doodle. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 18th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 8th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find a complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a
full line of John and Bob's Organics that would carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Jump into summer with the huge parking lot sale brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. Not only will the parking lot be filled with unique items, but inside the store you'll save extra as well. Beautiful brass, antique vases, jewelry, and sports memorabilia galore. Vintage clothing and signs. It's all waiting for you. June 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center off of I-5 in Anderson. Thanks, Memory Lane.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When you were eight.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome back to KCNR Radio. You're listening to the Carl and Linda Bott Show on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown, filling in for Carl and Linda. We have Captain Brian Cole here from Reading Police Department and Kristen Gurley, crime analyst. I was hoping you guys were going to play that song. If that song didn't get played, then I feel like we had a waste. A missed opportunity. So, in the break, we were looking through the statistics that RPD has brought over and the categories that it actually covers. And it's dating back from 2008 all the way to 2024. And there has been a major difference in where we've come from. I think our worst years were between 2010 through 2017. And then everything based out. So I'll have Brian and Kristen kind of talk about, you know, how are these statistics playing into the current conversations that we're having?
Yeah, and if you look back at, you know, as a police department and really just as a country, you know, you look at that time frame, you know, the great crash in 2008 and, you know, the stock market collapse and cities all over the state and the country were dealing with decimated budgets and trying to figure out, you know, it wasn't just a Reading PD problem at that point. All the chiefs and agencies were trying to figure that out. But for us, we came out of the 08, you know, we had to eliminate all of our community service officers. We were able to bring those back to the Reading Police Department around the time frame of, I think, 2017. And we dropped down to the lowest we had ever been. We were down to, I want to say, 96 or 98 sworn. We lost our neighborhood police unit, which was one of our great proactive tools that we have. They help detectives out all the time. So really for us, that was kind of like rock bottom. We are a long ways from that. We are way better off right now than we were then. I don't think any of us are worried about going back to anything like that. We're just trying to figure out how to operate kind of in between highs and lows.
Balance.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, if you actually, we have a chart here. Back in 2010, we were down to 98 officers. And then through 2017, which is what you were saying, Blake, is like kind of the higher years, we had 106 officers. And so not a huge gap. And we had so many more last year, 122. So plus our CSOs, so which take a lot of the work off of the officers because it frees them up to go out and deal with the violent crime more.
Yeah, and I don't, we're not naive to the fact that it's not just staffing. Like, staffing is one factor, in dealing with crime and, keeping the community safe. But the state of California also went through a massive prison realignment shift during those years where, basically the state was letting everyone out of prison, restructuring laws, putting a lot of responsibility back on the counties to house prisoners. And so it was just a difficult period, I think, pretty much for most police departments and sheriff agencies. And we continue to deal with challenges all the time. You know, I think things are swinging back a little bit, but California is a difficult state, to be a law enforcement officer in because we are constantly battling, the legislature on trying to change laws and put more restrictions on us. And so, When you have a very proactive police department who wants to go out and work, sometimes that's difficult to see some of the crazy bills that get brought in front of the state assembly, trying to ban basically the use of canines and some of those things that really keep our officers safe and are valuable tools. So it's not just staffing during those years. It's a variety of challenges that contribute to a lot of that.
So I'll pass this on. I feel like information's all over. You know, what's true, what's not. And it looks like RPD has information available to the public that they can do their own research and see what is RPD, what's the transparency from the actual agency. So where can people find some information or do some more research to understand RPD and what's being funded and what's important and valuable?
So we have all of these statistics on our webpage, readingpolice.org. Is that right? And but there is a crime analyst or crime statistics tab you can go to, and you'll find all of the stats. The 2024 stats are not up there yet because we only have estimates. FBI has not published their full report for the year, so we're still kind of like falling, because the police work doesn't stop once we arrest somebody. We're still looking into cases, charges change, things go up, things go down based on what ends up happening with a case. So the FBI takes some time and waits until, normally it's around August, September, October, when they put out their final for the year, but they won't be far off of what we have right now. But so you can find up to 2023 on the website for now.
And then I want to ask you guys, what's kind of the rest of the year look like? Is it just significant slashing? Is it cuts? Or is it just kind of a delicate balancing act and watch how the process works between city council and everyone?
Yeah, the budget, the proposed budget, is tentatively due to be adopted by city council on June 17th, unless there's any pivots to that. But they have to have a budget in place by July 1. So they're working on that. So the next council meeting is the 17th, which is probably a good one to come to as a citizen if you just kind of want to hear about the budget and what the future ahead looks like for the Reading Police Department. Chief Barner presented, speaking about crime statistics, did a presentation. I texted him during the break asking for the date, but talked a little bit in detail to council regarding all of this information, and it's a good presentation to watch. Gurley helped him put that together, and so I'll get the date from him. But you can go back and watch the council videos. You can go online and take a look at that, and you can learn a lot from actually paying attention to what's going on for the council. So we have a roadmap ahead, and we're waiting to kind of see how the rest of the year goes. But we are continuing to focus on, we're going to stay as fully staffed as we can within the parameters that we're given. And so, you know, right now we can have up to start the new fiscal year, up to 114 with grants. So we're trying to stay as close to 114 as we can. We're hovering about 109 right now, but our admin office has been working hard. We have a couple lateral officers that are in backgrounds. We have a couple that are coming out of the academy and a couple that we're trying to send to the academy. So we're going to continue to push as close to that 114 mark as we can, and we'll just fluctuate, you know, depending on how grants go and how things look.
So with getting a community involved and understanding what does it take to operate the agency, what's the reality, you've actually established programs that the citizens can actually be involved in, and we're looking at now over a year and a half of the Citizens Academy being a program that's offered. Tell us a little bit about the Citizens Academy, because I think you also have a graduation happening tonight.
Yeah, we do. So our third academy is graduating tonight. Each academy has been a little bit different, but the feedback that we have gotten out of them has been extremely positive. And the chief, when he talks about the academy, really, he wants to educate the community, and he wants to establish ambassadors. That's what he calls about. Like, when you leave the Citizen Academy, he wants you to be able to go out and talk about Reading PD and the things that they're doing, and see firsthand how valuable our staff is. Like, we're very fortunate to have people that live here and are raising their kids here, so they take a lot of pride in keeping the community safe. So the first academy was, overseen by Lieutenant Renault. The second one was Sergeant Garrett Maxwell, and then the third one is Lieutenant Sheldon right now. And so they're going to be graduating in the council chambers tonight, I think, at 6 o'clock.
It was a wonderful program.
Yeah.
And you have a better sense of what goes into the daily basis that goes beyond the patrol car. And when you bring up legislation and things that restrict you, you guys have to navigate a lot. And also, you're not just arresting people. You are emergency response. You are counselors. You are helping people transition back into reality. You're establishing relationships with unhoused. I mean, these are reoccurring faces. I feel like from a general basis, people see a homeless person and go, oh, that's just a random homeless person. But doing ride-alongs, these are people you've established relationships with, and they're not reoccurring new. It's how do we build this relationship? How do we get them rehoused? I mean, it goes beyond the arresting, and you have to have so many layers and so much training to be calm, cool, and level-headed all year long, every shift. And it was established in that program, and I learned so much, and I loved it. So if you're ever interested, Citizens Academy, that doesn't seem like that's going to be cut anytime soon.
Yeah, hopefully we can continue that. And it's a two-way street for us, too. Like, we try and put a healthy, diverse group in there from, you know, the media, business, a variety of different sectors. And so we get feedback from the people in the Citizen Academy. Hey, we think you're doing really good on this, or like, this is an area we think that you guys need to try and focus on, or we'd like to see more of this. We're always trying to learn and evolve and be better as well. So we get a lot back out of the Citizen Academy as well. It's not just us educating and exposing people to what we do. It's a two-way street.
For me, I realized I loved the idea of being a cop. I don't think I could ever be a cop. But I want to pass it over to you. What both got you involved in law enforcement, and what keeps you there today?
Well, I kind of just stumbled into it. I graduated with my bachelor's degree, and I was going to do student teaching and become a teacher. And like I always say, the Reading Police Department just happened. I ended up applying for the property evidence technician job. And then I just fell in love with working for the police department. I loved it. I never wanted to leave. So that's why I feel so lucky that I've gotten to become the crime analyst. It's just so rewarding on the day-to-day basis of helping victims get like self-crimes. Even when I was in property and evidence, we would deal with victims quite a bit. It was really rewarding to like either give them their stuff back or maybe like talk to a parent who, you know, has had a crime happen to their child and just be able to be there for them. And that's like just what keeps me coming back.
Yeah, I was born and raised here, so this is my community. I went off in the military for about 5 years and came back and started a family and was working on my education and met a couple police officers from the Reading Police Department, and I came out on a ride-along, and I was pretty much hooked. So I've been involved in it ever since. And as a captain, you don't get to do a lot of police work anymore. It's much more dealing with budgets and staffing and
radio interviews.
Radio interviews, yeah. Keeping you happy, you know. But I still love coming to work, being around the troops. Like, they are what motivates me and inspires me. And so, it is it's a challenging job, but it's a rewarding job. And so, yeah, I'm in it till I'm done.
Well, the passion shows through. We're going to take our final break of the hour, and we'll be back. KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, Anna Jay, Soul Punch, Ashley Black, and the Liquid Amber Band. Enjoy fun with the family with Redding Balloons and face painting by Squishy Doodle. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 18th annual Taste of Redding, Sunday, June 8th at the Sculpture Park at Redding City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofredding.org.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, Chateau Maduro. Handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Really hard to cut out. I love that song. Toby Keith.
It's great.
R.I.P. Welcome back, KCNR listeners. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This morning has flown by. You're listening to the Carl and Linda Bott Show, filled in today by Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading. We started out with Rebecca Bayer from the Shasta EDC, and from 8 to now, we've had Brian Cole, Captain Brian Cole from Reading Police Department, and Kristen Gurley, the crime analyst from Reading Police Department. So, without further ado, we kind of have good things to talk about, events, ways to get involved, things that are happening not only on RPD but also downtown. So I'm going to pass this to Brian Cole to talk about the great things that are happening at RPD.
Sure. Real quickly, I just want to get that date out. The Chief Barner presented to council, and it's hard to cover crime stats and dig into it in the short amount of time that we have, but did a presentation to council on April 8th, so you can go back and watch that presentation and get a lot more information out of it. And there were also two public safety summits with the Board of Supervisors. And what was nice about that is you get the perspective from the DA's office, the court, the public defenders, probation, the jail, the whole situation. And everybody's kind of talking about the challenges that they're dealing with. We all work together. We're all interconnected. And so a lot of good information out of that. You can actually see the directors for each of those departments getting up and talking to the Board Supervisors.
And where can you find that?
Those were in April, so I imagine they're online through the Board of Supervisors meetings.
Cool.
Yep, and then to talk about some positive stuff, go ahead, Kristen.
So on June 12th, we're having our promotional ceremony for Reading Police Department at 2 p.m., and we are going to be pinning two of our detectives who will become corporals now. We're also going to have two new officers sworn in. We'll be recognizing a couple, two chaplains who have 25 years of service with the Reading Police Department. And one of our application analysts from IT, her name is Candy Sullivan, is retiring after 34 years. So
impressive.
That's impressive.
It's a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. So Citizen Academy graduation tonight. We have a Police Academy graduation. We're going down to Butte. The chief and the captains are running down there on Friday to see one of our future officers graduate. A great young man, served in the Army, actually was a Green Beret. So pretty impressive. Whoa. To be able to hire someone with that sort of world experience. So, yeah, and then the promotion ceremony next week. We're always busy. There's always a lot going on. I'll give a little plug for Cops and Cones coming up June 28th, the CLC. The Child Legacy Center, we work with them all the time, day in and day out, especially in detectives. They help us with a lot of our young victims' children. And so they're doing basically an event where you can come out, you can meet police officers, meet various people from the agencies that work with the CLC, and you can have ice cream with cops. Like, what's better than that on a hot day?
That's at the food truck park.
Yes.
Good idea.
Absolutely.
Downtown Reading.
Yeah, I know you're in the mix on all that stuff.
Yes. Who doesn't like ice cream, right?
And then we got the Freedom Festival, which is always great. It's always hot, but, you know, come out and watch the fireworks.
Event season's not over for you guys.
No, pretty much April through July is nonstop for us.
That goes also beyond public safety and arresting. The amount of work that Reading Fire Department and Reading Police Department put in to make sure that these events are safe, accessible, enjoyable is tremendous.
Yeah.
And that starts right when February hits. Everybody starts planning. And then, as you said, April through July, picks out street closures, public safety, all those. Freedom Festival is going to be fun. Do you guys, you're going to be working it.
Maybe. We'll see.
Are you going to be working?
No.
No. Where's the prime spot? Do you guys watch it from your house, or do you guys have different areas in Reading? Or don't give away the secret, because...
Yeah, I feel like I worked the Freedom Festival as an officer for, like, my first 10 or 12 years in a row. So any place you can get shade usually is generally
the best place to go.
A great spot. But
4th of July.
Being down on the Civic Lawn in that area is pretty impressive, because you're right underneath it.
Well, I really appreciate both of you being on here today. Kristen, I know that you and I usually see each other in passing when you guys are at the IOF Hall, so really love to get to talk to you and hear about your work today. Brian, always great to see you.
Yeah, likewise. I always enjoy the banter with you. Definitely a step up from Carl, probably not as good as Linda, but you're getting there.
Ooh, you know what? I can agree with that. I don't think Carl would also agree that I don't think either of us could ever surpass Linda. So downtown's I love downtown through Viva Downtown, but we've just changed so much just because of the great relationships with Reading Police Department. We love the bike team and the support you give to downtown. And I'm excited, you know, this week's First Fridays in downtown Reading. And I'll just pass this. This is the list of all of the businesses that are participating this Friday night. First Friday, Sip, Shop, and Support Local. It's free programming and basically a way to support our local businesses. And there are functions happening all across the board in downtown. So that is this Friday, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. is regular hours, but until businesses close. So you can expect to see new art galleries, live show productions at the different theater venues, different businesses doing discounts and deals. And you can find that information by going to Viva Downtown Reading's Facebook page or First Friday's Facebook page and follow your favorite downtown business and see what they're doing. So that's this Friday, First Friday. For the events in June, we're getting ready for June 12th, our Arts and Drafts Vendor Market over here on Whistle Stop Park. We have Saturday, June 14th is NorCal Outreach's Pride Festival in downtown. June 19th, partnered with Scotch, is a beautiful Juneteenth celebration right on Market Street with Second Line Band March, Big Brass Band. And then June 20th, I get to open up The Wedding Singer at the Cascade Theater as Robbie Hart. So we're doing this huge musical at the Cascade.
Awesome.
That'll
awesome.
Be cool.
Fun.
I hope to see
you. Yeah, lots of great stuff going on downtown. We've worked hard to keep downtown safe. We want people to come out.
I love it. What's your guys' favorite part about downtown?
Go ahead, Kristen.
Probably West Side Cork and Tap.
Yes! Good. It's a good bar.
Yes, I do like coming downtown to have beers and kind of hop around.
It's a place to be.
Yes.
A little bar tool. We have a couple minutes left. I hope you guys have a safe summer. Love talking to you both, and thanks for all that you do. Thanks for all the information. And we'll tune in. Carl and Linda Bott return tomorrow on KCNR Radio. If you want to learn more about what's going on, visit vivadowntownreading.org. Check out cascadetheater.org for the upcoming shows. And also go to RPD and City of Reading's website to learn more about what we talked this morning. And also shastaedc.org, because that was our guest today, too. So, Ben, thanks for hosting us this morning as our sound engineer.
Yeah, it was a great, great show.
Thank you. KCNR Radio, Carl and Linda Bott Show. They'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.